Wisconsin Nature Notes from the Nature Conservancy. What is singing, blooming, creeping, and crawling in the Badger State? Few superlatives can sketch for the uninitiated the beauty of the drifting, seemingly translucent formations of white tundra swans that sweep over the Upper Mississippi River National Wildlife Refuge in November. Thousands land to feed and loaf in the shallow backwaters of the river, appearing from a distance like popcorn scattered on the water. Their attraction in such great numbers to only a few sites in the refuge comes from their love of wild celery and arrowhead tubers, which grow abundantly in shallow, quiet pools found in the river's backwaters. An adult swan has a large appetite and will feed on nearly 6 pounds of aquatic vegetation a day. Even though their appetites are prodigious, the energetic digging usually improves the habitat by stimulating the growth of underwater plants, so next year, the site will provide a bounty again. The swans begin arriving along the river the first week of November, but the peak usually occurs in mid-November. They will remain for weeks, or until ice begins to form, and then it's time to fly east to their wintering grounds in Chesapeake Bay. Tundra swans, formerly called whistling swans, come by their name honestly, nesting high up in the Arctic coastline in tundra or sheltered marshes. Tundras may fly up to 10 hours a day, and with good weather conditions, can sail along in a V formation of 60 miles per hour as high as 8,000 feet, thus traveling up to 600 miles a day. Tundra swans produce a high-pitched call that has been likened to many things. A distant barking of dogs, a soft, musical laughter, a mellow cooing, or something akin to a Canada goose honk, which amply demonstrates how limited human language is in describing language of non-humans. The origin of singing one's swan song is attributed to tundra swans, which, in their death, are described by one scientist as singing a melodious, soft, muted series of notes, saying, "When a swan is shot and falls crippled to the water, it utters this call as it tries in vain to rejoin its fellows in the sky." Scientists estimate that about 25% of the eastern population of tundra swans use the Upper Mississippi River during fall migration. If you want to see thousands of tundras, your best bet would be the observation platform in Brownsville, Minnesota, just downriver from La Crosse, or Big Lake on the Mississippi River, just north of Alma, across from the Cedar Ridge Resort. Learn how you can take part in conservation in Wisconsin. Go to the Nature Conservancy's website at nature.org/Wisconsin. Wisconsin Nature Notes is the work of the Nature Conservancy in Wisconsin and Mind's Eye Audio in Madison.